Protect your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update.
Here we go, Thunder and PT. Let's try to get two people back together who've been out on a first date and figure out why they haven't gotten together for a second and maybe get them to that second date. We got Ted on the phone. Ted, how's everything going with Bella?
Well, as of a week and a half ago, she was radiant and seemed into me, but beyond that, I got nothing.
Radiant.
Bummer. Yeah. You seem like kind of vibing, and then she just dropped off the map. Looks like we might have some work to do. I mean, what did you guys do on your date? We just went for a walk. Her profile said she likes nature, so I thought it was a perfect idea. You just went for
a hiker?
Yeah, like a hike or like a walk in the neighborhood? Yeah, okay. Nature walk.
And that's, a good way to get to know somebody. Did you, before or after, did you grab coffee or
appetizer or something? No, I thought since we're on the trail, we might be walking for a while, I should have food. I thought that was the chivalrous thing to do, so I brought some waters and power bars.
Okay, that's thoughtful. And obviously, you thought the whole walking day went well.
Yeah, I thought it was great. We felt really comfortable with each other, and it was like, you know how they talk about an unawkward silence?
Where nobody's talking for a while?
Or yeah.
Okay.
Like you have the silences with someone, but it doesn't feel awkward.
Okay. There was silence then during the conversation, or how was the conversation in general?
I thought it was pretty chill. Mm-hmm. We talked about what we did for Halloween and a little about work and our families.
Okay. And what did you do for Halloween?
I took my niece and nephew trick-or-treating. They're really into Harry Potter, so we were Dumbledore, Harry, and Hermione.
Good. You sound like a great uncle.
Yeah, it wasn't like you told her about some crazy party that you ended up, you know, in a parking ramp or something.
I terrorized children with a chainsaw. All right. And how about her? What did Bella do?
Well, I thought it was pretty funny. She said she dressed like a witch and tried to scare kids before giving them their candy.
Wow. Okay. All right, so
she kind of went that route.
All right. Anyway, well, we'll hopefully get a hold of her, Ted, when we call and maybe get a chance to ask Bella about that. But anyway, there's always that one person, you know, in the neighborhood who does that. But so what's your interaction been like since, you know, the first date, since Halloween?
I mean, I've sent her a couple of texts asking if she wanted to go to dinner or something, and she just has not responded.
Hmm. Yeah, we can't figure it out for ourselves. So let's see if we can find out. Stick around, and we're going to give Bella a call, Ted. So you stay right there. We're coming back 3 minutes, hopefully with Bella and the answers, and hopefully lead to a second date with Ted right here next in 3 minutes on The Wolf.
My big brother, out where the wild things are. We're the wild things are.
and PT's second date update.
Ted and Bella met for a hike on their first date.
Yeah, I thought it was great. We felt really comfortable with each other, and it was like, you know how they talk about an unawkward silence? Like you have the silences with someone, but it doesn't feel awkward.
So possibly was that awkward silence for Bella the reason she's not getting back to Ted for a second date? Let's find out.
Hello?
Hi, good morning. Could we speak to Bella, please?
Yeah, who's calling?
Yeah, hi, Bella. Thanks for answering. It's Thunder and PT, and it's not a sales call or polling call here, and happy election day, but we're on the radio right now. We're not talking about any of that. We're actually calling you because we do a segment on our show called Second Date Update. And one of our listeners likes you enough that he would love to take you out again. Would you have any idea who we might be referring to?
I'm kind of on the spot. I'm a little nervous.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. It's okay. I know it's a lot. Ted would love to see you again. And he contacted us because of the segment, and we just talked to him a few minutes ago. And I think some of the conversation since the like walking or hiking date has kind of fallen off. And I know you're probably busy and all that, but he would just like to, he'd like to see you again and kind of.
Do you remember Ted?
Yeah, of course she does. Right.
Yeah,
it was just a few days ago.
I remember Ted.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're laughing.
Yeah,
because
so why are you laughing?
Is that good laughing or is that like.
I mean, it's like, okay, well, imagine like you find out you're going on this cool date, like see some nature, and it ends up that the guy is on the Olympic power walking event.
Okay, so
he was just taking it super seriously or something like that?
Or was it just hard for you to keep up with him or what?
Listen, I'm in like really good shape. I work out and everything, but he made a point of outpacing me. Like his life depended on it.
So was he doing like that race walking thing? Like you were like with his arms are like chugging along and he's looks like he's almost running, but still walking.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
And, okay.
I mean, it got to the point that we couldn't talk anymore because, like, you know, if you're, like, working hard enough, you can't talk. So I slowed down, and he took that opportunity to just jump way ahead of me.
So he's
way ahead of you?
So it's, like, competitive almost.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. I mean, I gave up finally and just, like, yelled out that I'd meet him at the end of the path.
Wait a minute. You let him go and finish by himself. You couldn't even have a conversation with him, not only because you were going so fast, but he got ahead of you.
Yeah, he got way ahead of you.
How does he not mention that? Okay,
yeah, all right. Like, as we said,
Bella,
we talked to Ted here about 5 minutes ago, and he's been on hold because he was waiting to see if we could get a hold of you or not. Obviously, we did. And just bear with us for 1 second. Let me bring him in here and just so we can hear about this, his side of it. Ted.
Hey, I just thought we were going for, you know, kind of just a cool, leisurely stroll, but you set a pretty quick pace, and I just felt obligated to keep up with you.
Okay, then why were you deliberately outpacing me, like, every step of the way?
Well, I guess I didn't want you to show me up.
So you're admitting it. You're admitting that you were trying to keep up with her.
Past me, and I just I thought it was a date. Like, I wanted to be able to talk to you and like get to know you, and you just pushed and pushed, and then that like became impossible.
Ted, is there a chance that your competitive side just might have gotten the best of you in this case?
I mean, I guess I didn't realize it in the moment, but I guess I can see how it did.
But wait a second. So, was there a point where you jumped ahead of Bella? Where she's like, hey, just like kind of yelling up to you, like, hey, I'll wait for you at the path or whatever. And if that, what did that happen for sure, Ted?
Well, I mean,
either it did or it didn't. She said it did.
Or were you too far ahead of her
to even hear her?
Yes.
But this is what I'm saying is like, how could you not have noticed that here you're on a date with somebody and you're, you know, whatever, 100 paces in front of somebody?
Admit it, Ted. Just admit. Is there something you want to just admit to?
I mean, yeah, I guess I'm competitive at that point. I wanted to win.
At least we're here admitting, like, okay, that's fine.
And why? So and Bella, what is this? And, like, and, yeah, and Bella, I don't want to get too. I don't want to get too far into this. But why did you feel you had to win a conversation, walk, stroll with Bella?
I guess I'm just a more competitive person than I thought.
Right. Okay.
And that side just sort of got the best of me. But I hope that that is not a complete deal breaker for a second date. I can definitely.
Bella, what do you think about that?
I mean, why don't we just leave it as, like, you won the race. You got the gold medal. And, like, that's your prize, dude. Yeah. Like, you won. Yeah. You won. Congratulations.
Yeah. Good job.
Yeah, Ted. I mean,
well done.
Happy for you. But Bella, no chance with another date.
No, thank you.
Okay. Maybe if you met for dinner, you just try to eat.
Competitive eating. There you go.
There you go. Or eat as much or as fast as you possibly could. So it's a no. Ted, you, as you know, you got to abide by that. So that's it.
I guess so.
Bella, no bueno.
Kind of a bummer.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right,
but
Ted.
I guess it's a learning lesson for next time.
And that's all sometimes this is when you're on.
Second date update.
Thank you, Bella.
Thank you.
And thank you, Ted. And just slow just slow it down a little bit next time.
Yeah, I guess so.
More fun. More country. It's Thunder and PT on the Wolf.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install.
Free design consultation.
Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.